Today's daf is Chala Daf Gimel, and we are on Gimel Amud Aleph on top. Just one hour, the last line we had, is a challenging question for every parent and for every Rebbe. Rav Simon said that these women that didn't push their kids into the Beis HaMedrash, into the yeshiva, if they'll learn, they'll learn, right? And the Gemara says no. V'yisrula mishpat elakuv yarunu. So that's a balance, as we said. Volbi has a whole little sefer called Zriya Ubinyan Bechinuch, where he talks about, you know, how one has to plant, one has to seed, and then build. Zriya Ubinyan when it comes to chinuch. And he writes there that one has to be very careful to not push too much when one is not supposed to be pushing, and push to encourage when one is supposed to be encouraging. And he writes there, if we're pushing the children to learn when they're supposed to be playing, they're going to be playing when they're supposed to be learning. But when they're supposed to be learning, when we're supposed to be more serious, then we have to try to encourage them as much as we can. Again, that's a challenge of every generation and every child. Okay, so we'll have to see. And there are many other sources related to that, just to mention one maybe, and that's the Gemara in Baba Basra, and Daf Chaf Aleph. That's really when the source of the first yeshiva, Rabbi Shua ben Gamla. Shua ben Gamla, the Gemara says there, Baba Basra, Chaf Aleph, Aman Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Baram Zachar Oso Ha'ish Latov, Yeshua ben Gamla Shmo, Shemalehu Nishtakek Torah Yisrael. Without Yeshua ben Gamla, Torah would have been forgotten. Shebetchila Mishiyish Lo Av Melamdo Torah. Originally, whoever had a father, the father taught him Torah. Mishayin Lo Av Lo Yalami Torah. Whoever didn't have a father did not learn Torah. Maidrosh, V'limadatem Otsam, V'limadatem Atem. You teach Torah. Hiskinu Shemoshiva Melamdi Tinokas V'Yerushalayim. And they made a takana. No, there's going to be a yeshiva, a Melami Tinokas in Yerushalayim. Just for all the people, let's say, who couldn't teach, my drosh ki mitzion teitzei Torah. Right, from Tzion, the Torah will go out. That's why they had it there. Why they have it there, and that's where Tosfos says. This Tosfos is quoted: Lefisha yaroe kedusha gedola v'kohanim oskim ba'avoda. The place of Yerushalayim, it was a place full of kedusha. Kohanim mi osik in the avoda. Hayem echuvan libo yosel Yerushalayim v'lo motorah. People were able to focus more, right? You're talking about just the place of Yerushalayim and Limud HaTorah, Kedashina B'Sifri, like the Sifri says, by Meister Shady, as we just discussed, about Tilma Liyira, Godo Meister Shady, Shemevi L'Dei Talmud Torah, right? That was the place. That's why Reb Shimon Gamla said that the place to stay, to have the yeshiva would be in Yerushalayim. That's where they were Moshe Melamdi Tinokos. And then Vadayan, but still it wasn't a full solution. Vadayan Mishayish Lo Av Haya Ma'alo Umalamdo Mishayin Lo Av Lo Haya Olav Alomed. Whoever had the ability would bring the child there. And if not, so the Hiskinus, Yimashivin, Bechol Plach Uplach. They started making yeshivas in all the different places. And then you have the issue of the age. Machrisan also, they started bringing them in. Keben Tezayin, Keben Yuzayin. 16, 17 years old, they started bringing the kids into the yeshiva. Mishiyahayu Rabba Koes Alav, Mavid Bovayotze. When the Rebbe got upset, he threw the child out of the class. Ad Shabar, Rabbi Shua ben Gamla, V'tikin, Shua ben Gamla says you have to have a yeshiva in every city and bring them in at a younger age, because if you just start at a teenage age to start educating, so then it's not going to work out so well. You have to start earlier. Machlisa Zoka ben Sheish ben Sheva, and the Gemara has the balance of bringing them in and starting the education, but not doing it too hard, and then at a certain stage, doing it harder, asvile ketura, stuffing them like an ox. But then this is the balance reflected by the chazal that we have here in our Gemara of wanting them to be at their own age and stage, versus not pushing them too much. So the Gemara says on top now, Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokahi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says that this our Mishnah must be following the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who says what? The following, Tani, we have the following Brisa. Tani, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he Omer, Yochol. I might think Tavi or Havi, Minakusmin v'shibolasho v'shifon. The carbon omer. We know the carbon omer comes from barley, from saorim. Says Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Broka, Havamina. Maybe I could bring it from the three other grains. Kusmin shibolasho and shifon. Not wheat. Now wheat is the shtei alechem on Shavuos. But I might think you could bring it in from one of the other grains of spelt oats and rye. You could bring the omer. That's the havamina v'dinu. And the Gemara says no, kal v'chomer, that you can't. And we're going to go a little back and forth whether the Omer can be brought from these other grains. So Vedinu, and the Gemara says, no, it's a Kal v'chomer that you can't. Uma imachitim shekashro l'shar kala menachis lo kashro l'menchas ha'omer. Wheat, which is kosher for all other carbonates mincha, the five carbonates mincha that we bring, that one can bring, vayikra perik beis, one can bring from wheat, and yet lo kashro l'menchas ha'omer. Well, wheat, which is so common that you can bring it for all other menachas, you cannot bring it from the carbon omer, kusman, vishibola, shua, vishifon, shalokashul, sharkala menachas, so all these other three types, oats, spelts, and rye, which you cannot bring from them for other menachas, ain't odinshul, yachshul, menachas omer, surely you shouldn't be able to bring it for menachas omer. So that's the kavach omer. Again, wheat, which can be used for other menachas, you cannot bring for omer. So these other grains that you cannot bring for other menachas, surely aren't kosher for the carbon omer. The Gemara says, wait, I'll prove to you otherwise. I'll prove that's not true, because what about barley itself? Barley cannot be used. Barley cannot be used for other carbonous mincha, besides one or two, as we'll see. Barley, you see, the kavachomer, the svar doesn't hold water. Why? Because you see, the barley, which cannot be used for other carbonous mincha, and yet it's covered for the kasher of the carbon omer, so maybe these three other grains also. The Gemara says, low. No, barley is different, because barley at least is kosher for some minchas. She mincha sota ba'amehen. At least barley, the carbon mincha sota comes from them, can come from barley. So that's why barley is different. Tomar b'kusman b'shibol shul v'shifon she mincha sota ba'amehen. Unlike these others, spelt oats and rye, you cannot bring any carbon mincha from them. So at least barley, you have a model that it can be used for carbon mincha. But by these other ones, they cannot be used for any carbon mincha. So therefore, for sure, they cannot be used for the carbon ha'omer. So that's why Rabbi Yishmael says in this brisa, I might have had a havamina that you could use these. Kal v'chomer, that you can't, but we just knocked out the Kal v'chomer, and then we said, no, the Kal v'chomer stands, because you can't use Seorim, or the Kal v'chomer stands for knocking out the Havamina, and you can't use Seorim for being Doche, because you can't compare barley and the other three. And the Brisa just continues, Yatsu achitim min akasuv. Chitim, wheat cannot be used for carbon omer. You know that from the pasuk. What pasuk? So the Mara Folda here quotes the pasuk, quotes the drasha from Menachas and Daf Chavches, where the Gemara has a xerishava between Aviv and Aviv. It says by the carbon omer by the omer it says Aviv, in Vayikra Perek Beis, and it says by Mitzrayim, ki ha-so'ora aviv, the barley that was hit by the Makkah of Barad, it says so'ora aviv. So we say, just like the aviv over there is so'ora barley, ma-aviv zes so'orim, apim mincha sa'omer so'orim. So it's a gzera shava from an interesting context. You know, you have it from the Makos, but that's what we have in the Torah, that we could have that type of limud. V'kusman, v'shivol shuva, v'shifon, v'kavachomer. So the other three are rejected based on the kavachomer, and chitim is rejected because of the pasuk. So what's left? So'orim, right, which is the explicit requirement of the Torah. A number of points to talk about here. First of all, the emphasis, we know that the Omer comes from barley, so many of the Bali Musar point out the poles that we have during the Yemei HaOmer. We start off with the Karban HaOmer, brought on the second day of Pesach, and we end up with Shtei Lechem of Shavuos, which is brought from the wheat. And each are matir. We know the Seorim is matir, as we spoke about in the last year, is matir the Chadash in Gvulin, and the Shtei HaLechem from wheat is matir the Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. But there's a symbol, because Seorim is known as in Chazal, even though, you know, we put plenty of barley in our chalent, right, and that's maybe connected, but Seorim is known as Machal Behema. And chitim is known as machal adam. So there's a process here. From Yemei HaSfira, we go from machal behema to machal adam. We go from that process of being on the level of animals when we just physically got out of Mitzrayim until we get the Torah, and then we come to the level of machal adam. And there's a lot in the process of going from Pesach to Shavuos in that way, because the in Mitzrayim, so to speak, we some of the Mefarshim point out Pesach. Right, Pesach is all about Dibur, but we start having Dibur, but the ultimate level of Dibur is using it for Torah. And that's the process, again, Machal Behema. Behemas also, they make sounds, they don't talk, but they make sounds, but that's Seorin, and then we go to the level of Dibur, and Machal Adam. Carbon mincha itself, as we know, comes from flour, right? It's the only carbon that comes from flour. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses in Kuftez Zayin, based on Rashi. Rashi already says it in the beginning of Perek Beis of Vayikra, the unique carbon of a carbon mincha, the carbon, and it's really of an ani. We know that a rich man could bring a cow, or could bring a sheep, or even a bird. But an ani has nothing. He has a little bit of flour, and that's what he brings. But as we know, the Mishnah says at the end of Masechet Menachos, Echan Amar Bevechan Amamit, Ubevachi Echavin Libo Lashamayim. Again, the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the carbon equally as much. That's Rashi, Lo Nomar Nefesh. It says V'nefesh. It says the word nefesh by a carbon mincha. Lo Nomar Nefesh B'chol Karbonos Nedava Ela B'mincha. Mid Darko L'Hisnadev Mincha Ani. An ani is the one that usually brings a mincha. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'al Ani Alav Ki L'Hikr V'Znafsho. Right, I consider it as if it was makriv his soul, makriv his nefesh, just by bringing a karban mincha. And Rabbeinu Yona in Shari HaAvoda, he notes, Yesh lanu ladas, ki ein avodas melech malchei amlachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ka avodas melech basar vadam. Right, the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like the service of a human king. Melech basar vadam, ein yecholon la'avod oso, ki im hamiyuchasim v'hanechbadim hayiduim elav hayoshvim rishonim b'malchus. Who serves a king? Who brings, who connects to the king directly? Only the nobles and the princes. Anashim chachamim unavonim bali koma bali tzura bali gvura anshei shem kidei sheyischabid bohen hamelech. That's by a human king. Avoshar hahamon lo yuchal levodas hamelech. Everyone else? Could the regular hamonam, they could serve the king, they could connect to the king? No. Kimachrei kama sibos gedolos v'tachbulos rabos. You have connections and you have to talk to people. V'kam ha-melech in makabal avodah miyadam. And the melech doesn't have direct connection. V'lo yisal ampanim, he won't give them time. Right? It's a king. Lo kein avodas Hashem yisbarach. Unlike avodas Hashem. Whoever wants to, every single person has a direct connection. Every single Jew and non-Jew. Shehu nosin koach b'yad kol echad ve'echad mi'bnei adam. V'rishus l'skari v'ilav. Ula avdo be'emes v'emuna. V'uchafitz b'hem. Hashem wants to avoda with him. Ve'in yisroon ba'avodas habor yisbarach l'ashem min ha'ani. And there's no greater avoda. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he just wants our service. V'lo l'gibor min ha'chalash. V'lo l'chacha min ha'tipesh. Echad amar ve'echad amamit. Lefi kocho v'asagaso, k'inyin shenemar, mituka shnas ha'oved im ma'at v'im harbe yochal. And Rabbi Yona says, what's the raya? The karban mincha, that's the raya that one has whatever little bit HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And if you look in the Otras HaTorah here in Parshas Vayikra, so he quotes the story that I mentioned in Parshas Shirim in the past, that there was one time a taxi driver that told over that he used to take the stipler here to there, and one time he said to the stipler, I don't know if this really accomplishes anything. He was a taxi driver, he worked very long hours, and he was very tired, but every night he went, after his long shifts, he went to a Gemara Shir. Within the first 2 minutes of the Gemara Shir, he was out. He was sleeping, he was snoring, and he felt bad that this Magid Shir was a good Magid Shir, but he always fell asleep. And he says, maybe I shouldn't go, because what am I doing? I'm just falling asleep. I get 2 minutes of learning. And the stifler said, no. He says, you have to continue going. Amnam kan, ba'olam hazeh, nira lecha she'en chashava harbe. Right? It appears that you don't think you're getting anything. You're not doing anything much. Avo yechon li lavtichachai, I could promise you ne'emana. Sheba shamayim ata general gadol. Biglal she'en cha osek v'yecholtecha. You're doing everything you could do. And more than that, there's nothing for you to do. There's nothing more for you to accomplish. Keep doing it. Even if you fall asleep on the Gemara, it's okay. Because you're a tzadik gadol in Shamayim. And the Sefer HaChinuch continues in Mitzvah Kuftei Zayin, talking about the uniqueness and the special quality of a carbon mincha. And he says, he quotes from all the different flower karbanos, and he says, ki a karban b'alechayim hubem es dimyon chazak etzel ha'adam. He says, well, an animal has more of a parallel and connection to a human being, and that's why that's the first choice in the first order, like the Ramban says, we should view ourselves as if being the karban, but after that, it's okay, as long as you give something. As long as you give something, that's crucial. Reflected also, just one other hour here on this Gemara, and that is the carbon of the Minchas Sote. The Gemara says that barley is brought, even though most karbanos are brought from wheat, but barley is brought in a Minchas Sota. Right? Minchas Sota, we know, Chazal tell us, Minchas Sota comes from barley. And why? Because she did an animalistic type of act, and therefore she has to bring a carbon from animal fat. This reminds us a little bit of the thought of the Maharal. Maharal is an amazing thought at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, where he talks about, in Derech Chaim, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, why do we have the big three? Right, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raishi, Chasdamim. Why are those three so defining? Idolatry, adultery, and murder. You might have put some other ones on the list that are so abhorrent and so negative. So the Maharal says, because these three are parallel to the three Amudim, three pillars upon which the world stands. And therefore, by violating these, I'm undoing the pillars of the world, so there's no reason for the world to exist. So that's why Dafka, these three, one has to give their life for, because the world will not exist if one violates. So two out of three are pretty straightforward. Avodah Zarah is connected to Avodah, Avodah Baruch Hu. And murder is the opposite of Gemilas Chasadim, the ultimate in opposite. What about the other two? Gilui Arayos and Torah. How are those two opposite each other? So the Maharal explains, Gilui Arayos is the most animalistic, mundane, earthly, lowly activity that a person could be involved in. And Talmud Torah is the most sublime, the most uplifted, the most heavenly, angelic activity that a person could be involved in. Right? And that's how they're opposites. That's the Maharal. But what does that Maharal reflect? Gilui Arayos is the most animalistic. He says the Behemi, and that's exactly what a carbon sota is. That's what Chazal say. Sota brings a machal sorim, but that's her carbon. Interesting, there are two losases. There are two separate losases regarding to a carbon sota. Two out of the 365. The Chinuch has it in Parshas Naso, Shin Samach Vav and Shin Samach Zayin. Shin Samach Vav, one is not allowed to put oil on a carbon sota. And Shin Samach Zayin, you can't put Lavona, frankincense, on a carbon sota. Two ingredients that are usually brought with every carbon mincha. There's an Isser D'Oraisa to put them on a carbon sota. Why is that? So the Chinuch starts off by quoting the Ramban, and then he adds to the Ramban. Says the Chinuch, Misharshi HaMitzvah, Kidei Shalo Ye Karbana Muhudar. The Chazal tell us in the Medrash, well, oil makes something sweeter and more beautiful, so we don't want her carbon to be muhudar. Shashemen kari or v'hi asta b'choshech. Oil is called light, the source of light, the candles. V'hi asta b'choshech, and she acted in the darkness. V'asta maisa behema shenirbaz lakol. L'fichach b'nchasa gerua liyos se'orim. That's why barley, as we said. V'haramban zal kasav b'inyu karbana shal sota al tzad apshat. The Ramban says, ki ha-karbana zeh habal mevioso mishalo. Al kinaso shekineba, right? The Baal was jealous. Kadeshi yinkom Hashem nikmaso mimena, and the Baal had chashos. V'tama saorim shetia saras Hashem. We play on words. Saorim barley, saras Hashem is Hashem's anger. Yotza v'sar mischolel. Kinyan salil saorim. They quotes by Gidon. And that's where the Saorin comes from. But then the Chinuch says, Binin Shemin lo diber mumba. He doesn't say anything about oil. He says, I'm going to say, oil is Elyon. Right? Oil floats up. If you put oil in water, it floats to the top. V'Shemin Elyon akol ha-mashkin shutsaf al kulan. V'yata sota shekilkala ma'aseha v'yisarel baila migvira. V'natana lamata b'shafal b'zayin. So oil, which symbolizes up, is not appropriate for this carbon, which symbolizes down. So that's the Issa Daraisa of adding oil, and the same thing with adding Lavona, the same idea, because Lavona gives it Reach Tov. Reach Tov. So it's not appropriate to have a Reach Tov in this carbon. Okay, we continue. So the Gemara had the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, which Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi started off the today's daf, and he said, our Mishnah, we didn't get to how yet, our Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha. What did he just do? He quoted a whole Braisa, which had a Havamina to include these three, Kusmin, Shibola, Shul, and Shifon. These three, you should be able to bring the carbon Omer from them, and the Gemara rejects that. But what do you see? There's a Havamina that the Omer could come from them. So Amar Rabbi Yossi now explains. Mispar Sav Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi thinks Shem Minchas HaOmer Baman HaKusmin V'Shibol HaShul V'Shifon, that the Minchas HaOmer without the Kal V'Chomer would have been able to be brought from these three. Right? Would have been able to be brought. So one second. These three? The Torah says barley. And the Havamina that you can bring it from these three, says the Gemara just as a mashal. Ilu Minda Amar Te'enim Shchoros Alai. If somebody says, I hereby make a neder that I'm not allowed to have black figs. So is he allowed to have white figs? Of course. He didn't say anything about white figs. El shchoras amar levonas lo amar. He only said black. He didn't say white. Right? So what's the... Of course, it's not included. So if the Torah says barley, and now you're telling me something else might be included, why would that be? V'hacha se'ora aviv amar, shibolas shual aviv lo amar. It says barley. It doesn't say shibolas shual. What's the havamina that they will be included? It must be, according to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Osher and Brochon Rabbi Broka, it must be that according to him, barley includes these three minim. That these three, spelt oats and rye, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is considered a type of barley. And that's what's reflected in our Mishnah. Because what does our Mishnah say? The order of our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi is picking up on. The order of our Mishnah, the five grains that are chayav and challah, chitim seorim, wheat, barley, and then kusmin, shibola shul, and shifon. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, it must be that the Gemara is listing off the two main categories, chita and seora, and then the final three, the next three, are included in barley. Right? Those are the subsets of barley. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, oh, our Mishnah must reflect Rabbi Shmuel Shita, because he holds that these three are subsets of barley, and that's the havamina that they could be included for the karban haomer. So you have chala and chitim and seorim, and then these three within seorim. That's his raya. Good. So the Gemara is about to reject that, but one ha'ara on Nedarim. There's a fascinating comment that Rabbi Yosef Engel makes on the Gemara in Nazir on Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara there quotes it Allah Torah also in Parshas Matos. The Gemara there says that a person has to do tshuva even if they think they're doing an Avera, even if they're not doing an Avera. Right? We know that from Isha HaFeiram VaHashem Yislachla. Right? Her husband shall remove and be made for the neder, but Hashem will give her forgiveness. So what kind of forgiveness does she need if the Baal got rid of the neder? Be'isha shefer la baila, v'hi lo yada, a woman who had her neder removed, v'hi lo yada, and she didn't know, hakasa midaber, that's what the pasuk's talking about, she tzricha, kapar v'slicha. She still needs, because she thought she was doing something else. She made a neder, she thought she was violating her neder, and the husband got rid of the neder, and she didn't know about it. Ukshaya magia, Rabbi Akiva, itzal pasuk ze hayabocha. When Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk, he used to cry. Rabbi Akiva, dafka. Uma mishne is kavin lalos biado basar chazir. Vala biado basar tle. Imagine if somebody thinks they're eating not kosher and they end up eating kosher. Ton kapara, that needs kapara. Umechislicha, hamas kavin lalos biado basar chazir. Vala biado basar chazir. Alakas kamba vakama. If somebody thinks they're doing an avera and they are doing an avera, then it's even worse. Right? They don't even know. But here, even if I think I'm doing an Aveira and I'm not. So Rabbi Yosef Engel on this Gemara in the Gilyonei Ashas wonders, why Dafka was Rabbi Akiva crying? Why Dafka Rabbi Akiva? So he quotes Kabbalistic sources. Again, I'm not familiar with these Kabbalistic sources. He says that the Asara Haruge Malchus were Keneged, the 10 brothers that sold Yosef. And each one he goes through who's parallel to who. And he says, Rabbi Akiva is parallel to Shimon. Parallel to Shimon. The Shevet Shimon. Shimon was the one that was majorly involved in the sale and throwing Yosef into the pit. Even though, what does Yosef say at the end of the whole story? You could say maybe that it was all part of the divine plan, getting Yosef down to Mitzrayim. So maybe this is an example of somebody who thinks they're doing an Avera, and they're not, because ultimately it's Basar Tleh. So maybe that's why Dafka Rabbi Akiva is the one that's crying, because he's parallel to Shimon, and the story with Shimon is that maybe it was all part of the divine plan. Okay, there's more about Nedarim, but let's continue. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, our Mishnah is following Rabbi Shmuel Shita, because Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, he assumes that those three, spelt oats and rye, are all part of subcategories of Seorim, and that's the order of the Mishnah. Wheat and barley, those are the two main categories, and then after barley, you list all of the subcategories. Baram karabanan shlosha minim heim. Because according to the Rabbanan, who argue with Rabbi Shmuel, there's really three main types of grains. Three main types of grain. Hashifon min kusmin, rye is really within spelt. Shibolas shual min seorin, oats are really part of barley, and then you have wheat. So chitim, sarin, and kusmin, those are the three that are the three main categories according to the Rabbanan. If you look, how do you know where do those come up? That comes up in the first Mishnah, Kelayim, which we had. What's Kelayim with what? So according to the Rabbanan, our Mishnah, right, it would be totally out of order. That wouldn't, follow the three of Chitim Saorim. Chitim Saorim, our first two, and then you have, Kusmin, those three, but then what about the next two? Which are subcategories of Saorim and subcategories of Kusmin. So the order doesn't fit according to the Rabbanan. That is all Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Taina. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan de Kesrin Bayan. The Rabbanan de Kesrin of Caesarea say, no, I don't think so. I don't think it's a raya. They argue on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What, it's a raya that our Mishnah is only like Rabbi Shmuel, like the Rabbanan? Rabbanan de Kesrin Bayan, ma de tanin and chamisha minim, lo chamisha dvarim. What does the first Mishnah say here in Challah? It doesn't say five minim, which would reflect these are the species. And then you could say you have the main species followed by the subsets. What's the name of our parak? Chamisha Dvarim. Chamisha Dvarim, we're just listing. It's much more flexible. Shnei Dvarim min Echad, v'shnei Dvarim min Echad. Two of these could be, well, there's no proof in the order. It doesn't say species. Look what the Mara Folda says. Lo'olam k'rabananami asya masisam. Right, our Mishnah could even follow the Rabbana, not Rabbi Yishmael. Dilu tani chamisha minim v'sidran kach. If the Mishnah used the word minim, not dvarim. So then, as shaper new chalom are keseder hashenuyin. You could say the order is meduyak. Shayachin lahadah divayne kulu l'saorim. You could say one, two, and after two are those subsets. Aval hashtad, it's not chamisha dvarim. But now that it says five dvarim, klomar, sheba'atzman chamisha dvarim heim. They are each five. There's five. Right, they're not dafka subsets of another one. Aval inyim minim, shnei minim heim. They could be five things. There's two minim, or three minim, but there's five things. So the word dvarim reflects that we're not being so medactic in the order of the species. So there's no raya in that regard. Fine. Next line of the Mishnah. Mitztarfim zemzeh. The first Mishnah said that the five grains, right, five grains are chayav and challah, and they're mitztarif with each other. So you get the impression, mitzarfim zemzeh, that they're all mitzarif with each other, and as if you have some oats and some rye and some rye and some spelt and some barley and some grain, they're all mitzarif with each other for the minimum shear of challah. So the Gemara says that's not true. Tamat tanina, we learn later on in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin, ezeo min bemino. What's min bemino in terms of combining? Hachitim e mitzarfim imakol elam imakusmin. Wheat, chitim is only mitzarif with Kusmin. Wheat and kusmin is the only, and spelt are the only ones that combine. Hasaorin, mitztarfim imach kol, chutzman achitim. And barley is mitztarif with all except for achitim. So you see, they're not all mitztarif with each other. So, says the Mishnah, isn't that a sira with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah sounds like that all the grains are mitztarif with each other, while the Mishnah later on, Adaf Lamed Zayin, sounds like they're limited. Like certain grains are mitztarif with certain others. The Gemara says, no, that's how you can read our Mishnah too. Because there's a difference between the two. There's a chiluk. Rabbi Yossi Amar La Stam Rabbi Yona B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Rabbi Yossi says it anonymously. Rabbi Yona says it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Taman B'Nashuch V'Kan B'Balol. There's a difference between Nashuch and Balol. Meaning, our Mishnah is talking about if you make the dough, if you combine all the grains with each other at the start, you put all the grains in and then you combine them all, Balol. So then they could all combine with each other. Over there, that Mishnah, which has limits that wheat is only mitzarif with spelt and saor barley with all except for chid, that's nashach. What's nashach? Will come up numerous times in the Masechta. If you bake things separately, but when they bake, they're touching each other so that if you pull one roll, some of the other part will come off. Sometimes when you bake challah next to each other, and you have to be very careful when you pull one, so some of the other one might come, and then you lose your shalem for lecha mishnah. But that's a difference. There's a difference between nashuch and balo. Balo is where they're baked with each other with the flour, the whole process. While that mishnah is about nashuch, and there are limits. And the Gemara says it's even meduya from the brisa. Tani Rabbi Chia, Kain Rabbi Chia has a whole brisa which reflects this. V'kulan shebalolan tfua. Kemachim ubitzekos mitzarfos. Right, Rabbi Chia says in the Brisa that if you're bolel, if you combine grain tua in the grain stage, kemachim in the flour stage, bitzekos in the dough stage, they are all mitzarif with each other. So this is the question of tzira. This is an important comment of the Meiri. The Meiri says in Psachim and Daf Lamed Hey, where that's where combined for matzah and challah purposes and matzah purposes. So the Meiri says there that whenever you talk about tziruf, you have three areas of halacha, and they don't all go together. They don't all go together. It says the Meiri. That's where the Mishnah is talking about matzah. Three areas of halacha, you have to find out whether the five minim are called one min or they're separate. What are the three areas of halacha? Says the Meiri. Achas leninim him kelayim zebazet. Are they kelayim with each other? Shainis number two. Im terminu ma'asrin mizel zem lav. Could you be terminu ma'asrin from one on the other? Those two, says the Meiri, go together. Number three, that's different. Shlishes leninim eza mehen mitztarif im chavero l'shir chiyav chala. Shemin b'shein amino ena mitztarif. And he says, Le'inyin sirufam l'shir chala eino tali b'chila kaminim, like the others. Ela l'fi dimyon isoseyem zelazeh, as we will see later on in the Masechtos. The Miri points out that this halacha, misarfim zemzeh, you have to look at kilayim, chumas and maestros, and chala, and we will see more of those details in the coming dafim.